Navigating this economy has never been more confusing or frustrating, and we are here to help with this. I'm Chris McCusker, and this is In This Economy, where we keep you informed on what the latest economic news means for you. And there is a lot up in the air right now for Canadians after Justin Trudeau announced he would step down as Liberal leader and Prime Minister. He also prorogued Parliament until March, leaving some very noteworthy legislation in limbo. Capital gains tax changes, along with an extension on charitable tax donations. So what should we do? Jamie Gollenbeck is Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning with CIBC Private Wealth. Thank you for making time for us. Sounds like you've been busy since Monday.
Yeah, it's really all we've been talking about. I've done multiple interviews, and I've done TV and radio, and answering dozens of calls from clients and advisors. No one's sure what to do or how to advise, and a lot of uncertainty, especially as it relates to some of the draft legislation that never got passed.
Well, and it feels like the capital gains tax is of most note. So walk us through that, if you could, first. Like, that was sort of left in limbo. What does it mean?
Interesting point. So as you recall, there was draft legislation proposed last year, 2024, to amend the capital gains inclusion rate as of June 25th, 2024. And basically, for individuals, if you had more than $250,000 a year of capital gains, your inclusion rate would jump to two-thirds from 50%. But for all corporations and most trusts, that new two-thirds inclusion rate was supposed to be effective on June 25th. The problem was that this legislation never got passed. And there's a whole variety of reasons for that. I mean, Parliament has pretty much been stuck for most of the fall. There was sort of some debate about access to information with this Green Tech Fund and things like that. But for whatever reason, legislation was never passed. So now you have an interesting scenario where you've got legislation that was supposed to come into effect on June 25th that was ultimately never passed.
Okay. And depending on how things play out in its current iteration, may never get passed.
Well, that's the question, right? So that's the big question. So what happened technically is on Monday, we had the Parliament prorogued, and that technically means that all legislation dies on the order paper. In other words, this Notice of Ways and Means that came out in September is officially dead. However, what does that actually mean for the individual or for a corporation that actually had to pay capital gains tax in 2024? Because there's a real deadline coming up. You have a tax return deadline coming up for individuals of April 30th to report any gains last year. You have corporate filing deadlines for corporate tax returns. You have trust returns. And, you know, here you have legislation that hasn't been passed. So we had clarification on Tuesday from the Department of Finance. The Department of Finance is really basically saying that the Canada Revenue Agency will administer the draft legislation as if it was effective on June 25th. If subsequently it doesn't go through, then, you know, that's another story. But they are taking the position that this was proposed by the government. This is consistent with their, you know, past history in terms of taking things like a Notice of Ways and Means motion seriously and administrating based on that basis. So they're basically telling everyone, you don't have to, like, in other words, you don't have to file based on draft legislation, but if you choose to ignore it and ultimately it gets passed, you will owe interest from any date that your return is due. So, I mean, the advice that we're basically telling clients is tread cautiously here. In other words, if you had capital gains and they were after June 25th and you are supposed to pay tax at a two-thirds rate, depending if you're an individual corporation, you know, our advice is if you can afford to pay the tax at the two-thirds rate, and if it doesn't get passed, then you'll get a refund. But if you fail to pay it, just say, well, I'm not paying anything until the legislation is passed, then ultimately, if it doesn't ever get passed, which is a real possibility given a potential election and change in government, then you'll owe arrears interest on the money that you chose not to pay.
Well, and the other thing that's so interesting to me as a sort of outside observer on this, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think the Conservative Party has said what it will do with this legislation or what it would do. There are lots of things that it said that it's going to roll back. There's no clarity on this particular piece of legislation, as I understand it. So we don't even know which way the Conservative Party might be leaning should they win an election?
Yeah, there's certainly nothing definitive. You can get hints from various social media videos that Poilievre has posted online, and you sort of get the feeling from sort of sorting through these videos and some of his comments and things like that, that, you know, he's probably not in favor of this. But we don't have a definitive statement saying that if I am elected, I will, you know, scrap this thing or I won't proceed with it. So until we have some kind of statement, you know, we're still a little bit unclear. But let's say even if there was a statement, you know, the CRA is in a very difficult position because how can they basically, they're supposed to be a nonpartisan, right, organization. So how can the Canada Revenue Agency say, well, we've got this draft legislation, but, you know, the polls say that there's going to be a change in government, there's going to be an election, the new government's not going to adapt it, and therefore, you know what, you don't have to follow these draft rules. So that would be contrary to something that, you know, tradition, at least in the parliamentary procedure for decades has been the case, is that when the government introduces a notice of ways and means motion, which means they intend to enact a certain piece of legislation, that ultimately the CRA administers it on that basis. With the caveat that if it ultimately doesn't go through, then taxpayers can, you know, get a refund of any excess tax paid.
Well, and I guess it's better to pay up front and then get a refund rather than have to scramble to pay this if you haven't already sort of planned for it.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. So I think, again, my advice is, look, if you have the cash and you were planning on paying it at the two-thirds rate, you know, you might as well pay it to be safe. And then ultimately, if it doesn't go through, you're going to get your money back. And of course, you know, depending on how long it takes to get your money back, you'll even potentially get some refund interest from the government.
Let me ask you this. Is there any way that this gets passed before the government officially falls and we are thrust into an election?
Look, I think it's technically possible. I was speculating today with some colleagues. I mean, there is a theoretical risk that over the next, you know, a lot can happen in a couple of months in terms of negotiations between the Liberal Party, the NDP. The NDP, of course, have gone on record saying they're not going to support this. However, you know, there is a theoretical possibility that something, some deal is struck between now and the end of March where, you know, no one's ready for an election. And the NDP once again agrees perhaps to support, even though they're on record saying they're not going to, you know, things do change in politics quickly. So there is certainly a theoretical possibility, at least, I believe. Again, I'm not a parliamentary law specialist, but I would think that in theory, there would be the possibility if the NDP decided to, again, vote in favor of a new budget that would be introduced at the end of March, the government would not fall, and therefore there would not be an immediate election. So I think that's theoretically possible. Again, I'm not a parliamentary expert. There are better experts like that than me to be able to comment on that.
Right at the end of the year, the federal government opted to extend charitable tax donations for the 2024 tax year because of the Canada Post strike. And that is something as well that was sort of left in limbo. So what would be your advice on that? I mean, full disclosure, I opted to wait and because I didn't want to do it quickly and hastily, I opted to wait on most of my charitable donations, assuming this was going to come into play. And now it's not, the process is not complete. So will the CRA treat this area the same way as capital gains?
I think this is non-controversial. So in other words, in this particular situation, I cannot see personally any future government, no matter what is formed, majority, conservative, minority, whatever, saying we're not going to support this charitable initiative. There was reasoning for it. There was a postal strike. Charities didn't get the money that they hoped they had collected. The government formally announced an extension till the end of February. I think people can rely on that. The CRA, I think, will assess the returns based on that. They have the administrative ability to do so. And I'm not concerned about that one. I think that's in taxpayers' favor. It's in favor of charities. I cannot see a future government not retroactively amending the Tax Act to allow, at least for this one year, for the 2024 tax year, donations to be made until the end of February to be claimed on the 2024 tax return, because CRA themselves made the announcement saying that they were going to allow this. So I'm not worried about that one.
So I guess the sort of takeaway here, based on your experience with all of this, is, you know, better to be proactive and put yourself in a position to, you know, get a refund than not.
Well, that's my view. I mean, ultimately, we have legislation. The government was moving in a certain direction, and we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know who's going to win the election. There's a lot of speculation because the polls are overwhelmingly in favor of a conservative. Will it be a majority? I mean, it seems to be that way, but that's all pure speculation. Like, anything can happen in the next 3 months. And if the Liberals win, or if the Liberals win a minority, I mean, anything can happen. So I think your safest bet, if you don't want to be hit with arrears interest, is to follow the rules as legislated. That being said, if you're a gambler, if you're a risk taker, if you are confident that the Conservatives are going to come in with the majority and that the Conservatives are willing to forego potentially up to $20 billion of revenue from the capital gains tax changes, then hold back, pay your taxes at a 50% capital gains rate, and wait and see what happens in the spring.
Have you ever seen anything like this, a situation like this?
Not exactly. We've seen a similar situation a number of years ago where the tax rates changed and then there was a change of government and CRA started administering the tax rates based on a proposal. But ultimately, that ultimately went through. So we haven't seen a situation where CRA administered something and it ultimately didn't go through and then they had to refund people all the money. I haven't seen that, at least personally.
Well, and I mean, as you say, Parliament prorogued until March. A lot can happen between now and then.
A lot can happen. A lot of negotiations, a lot of backroom deals. We'll see what happens with both the Bloc and the NDP. Again, I'm not a political expert, but a lot can happen in terms of, you know, agreements and deals. And, you know, depending, I don't know if anyone wants an election right away other than the public.
Fair enough. Thank you so much for doing this, Jamie. I appreciate your time and your expertise.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Jamie Gollenbeck, Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning with CIBC Private Wealth. For more information, you can log on to Jamie Gollenbeck, GOLOMBEK.com. That wraps up this episode of In This Economy. You can find us on the Seeker app or on all your favorite podcast players. Please rate, review, follow, and share. I'm Chris McCusker. Thanks for listening.